Welcome back to post-game coverage on KNIA. Indianola baseball wins 9-2. We're joined by Brady Blake and Noah Johnston. Thank you, boys, for joining us. First of all, it's a great start to the season for the Indians. How's it feel to be undefeated and taking down county rival Carlisle? We'll start with you, Brady.
It feels great. I mean, we just go out there, got a great win. We pitched really well. We got a few runs together. I mean, it started off a little slow, but ended up good.
Noah?
It's awesome. I love playing with this team. Great start to the season. We got a lot of teamwork, and it's working out very well for us.
You two have been the battery already twice this season. What's been working for you? Carlisle came out three straight hits to start the game, get the run in, but then you seem to have fixed things from then on and gave up just the one run over five innings.
Yeah, I just had to start hitting my spots. I start off the game throwing too many strikes and trying to be too cute with it. I had to go out and hit my spots, and that's what I ended up doing.
What have you been seeing that's been working for this pitching staff so far, Noah?
Oh, everything. We just got people hitting spots. We got to get off the plate when we're 0-2. We got to make sure we're hitting the correct spots at the right time.
Well, this pitching staff, a lot of newer guys this year.
Yeah.
Basically, almost all the innings pitched from last year graduated. Talk about working with this pitching staff and kind of helping them along as you're both seeing some varsity time here in varsity innings.
Oh, it's been phenomenal. I love the pitching coaches. They're doing great. They're helping our pitchers out very well. They're coaching them up right. I love it.
All right, and Brady, what's been working for, what do you think, for this pitching staff? Not just you, but what you've been seeing from these guys, because, again, only giving up a max of three runs so far this season and just two tonight.
Well, Coach Fitz had us on a great winter program, had our arms going since the beginning of the season, way before the season, and everybody's been coming out throwing harder, and we had a great, like, prep period during track season, throwing a lot of bullpens and just got a great start.
Something that I've noticed from this team, and I think we all knew coming in, was just how athletic this squad really is and makes you so dangerous, not only on the base paths, but defensively, hitting, pitching, kind of all around. Is that what you guys are seeing?
Yeah,
definitely.
So talk about how that maybe that makes the game a little bit easier for you when maybe you know that the guy's going to take the extra base on a hit or something like that.
It's a lot better because we get a lot, like you said, a lot more bases. We get people in. We're very aggressive on the base path this year. We're getting a lot of bases going.
All right. Well, and then last question before we let you guys go. What are your plans for the next couple of weeks? I know, again, don't have that loss on the record yet, but a lot of work to do as you start conference play.
Mm-hmm. We got Atomo on Thursday in a double, and we got DCG one game on Friday, and those are two tough opponents. And we're going to have to go out just like tonight and pitch well, throw strikes, and get the bats rolling.
All right.
We got to work as a team. That's all it is. I think we work very great as a team right now. We're getting along. We're getting bats on balls. We just got that preparation. We got this one day off. We got to make it count for the rest of the week.
Thank you very much, boys, for joining us. Congratulations on a nice win.